Day 341, Confusion in Ephesus, Part 2, Acts 19, verse 32 through chapter 20, verse 1. The outdoor theater in Ephesus filled up with noisy people shouting various things. A man named Alexander finally quieted the crowd. But when they found out he was a Jew, they shouted him down. "He doesn't worship Diana." For 2 hours, everyone shouted, "Great is Diana of Ephesians." Then the town clerk got control. "Citizens of Ephesus," he shouted. "Everyone knows that Ephesus keeps the temple of Diana. Her statue, which fell down to us from heaven, is here. No one can say this isn't true. So you should be quiet. Don't become violent. These men haven't robbed the temple, nor have they cursed the goddess. Demetrius, you and the silversmith should go to court. Take your problems there to be solved. There is no reason for this. The Romans are about to accuse the whole city of rioting. So everyone go home." And that was the end of it. After the uproar was over, Paul gathered the Ephesian believers. He'd been there 3 years. After encouraging them, he said farewell and left for Macedonia. Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why wouldn't the Ephesians listen to Alexander? And what did Paul do after he left for Macedonia? Hope you enjoyed today's lesson. Have a blessed day. And parents, don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.